Out front, I'm King David McKenzie. Window Media, the largest publisher of newspapers serving the gay and lesbian communities in the United States, has shut down and is filing for Chapter 7 bankruptcy. Employees of the Southern Voice in Atlanta, the Houston Voice, the South Florida Blade in Miami, and the nation's oldest LGBT weekly, the Washington Blade, which had celebrated its 40th anniversary just last month, arrived at work on Monday morning to find locks changed on their offices and notes posted on the doors. Michael Musto, the columnist for the Village Voice in New York, said in a statement issued yesterday, "Window Media long provided a very special outlet for the gay community to learn about itself way before there were a lot of other places to find that type of thing. This was the gay community writing about itself, and that's a voice we should never lose." The company's financial trouble stemmed from a number of factors besides an industry-wide drop in advertising revenue amid the economic meltdown. Mainstream publications are writing more about gay and lesbian issues. Window Media's majority stockholder, New York City-based Avalon Equity Partners, was taken over by the U.S. Small Business Administration in August of last year. Washington Blade editor Kevin Naff says the staff was planning to meet today to discuss starting another lesbi-gay-trans newspaper in the U.S. Capitol under a new name. The Blade had a circulation of 30,000 at the time of the Window Media bankruptcy. And Tolaroad reported yesterday that a gay Puerto Rican teenager has been found brutally murdered on the island. 19-year-old Jorge Steven Lopez Mercado's body was found burned, decapitated, and all limbs dismembered on November the 14th in Cae, a city near his hometown of Caguas. According to a report on CNN.com, the police investigator handling the case told local media that, quote, "People who lead this type of lifestyle need to be aware that this will happen," end quote. Tolaroad translated gay activist Pedro Julio Serrano's response from Spanish to English, quote, "It is inconceivable that the investigating officer suggests that the victim deserved his fate like a woman deserves rape for wearing a short skirt. We demand condemnation of this investigator and demand that Police Superintendent Figueroa Sancha replace him with someone capable of investigating this case without prejudice." Out front at Baron of Arizona at gmail.com, I'm King David McKenzie.